Hey guys, welcome back to the Gospel and Love podcast and happy Sunday. So for today's episode, we still do have a special guest, kind of. Today we're going to be listening to a short sermonette by a man named Francis Chan. I absolutely love Francis Chan. I love what he stands for, how he preaches, and he's such a fun and cool guy. So we're going to be listening to a sermonette titled, How to Know If You Are in Love with Jesus. So yeah, we're going to listen to that. And if you actually want to see the video, this is just going to be the audio. But if you want to see the video, then head over to my Instagram page and you can see all that. But yeah, let's get started.
Question for our generation and for every generation is this. If you could have heaven with no sickness and with all the friends you ever had on earth and all the food you ever liked and all the leisure activities you ever enjoyed, and all the natural beauties you ever saw, all the physical pleasures you ever tasted, and no human conflict or any human or any natural disasters, could you be satisfied with heaven if Christ was not there? He says, let's be honest here. Really, really, you could go to heaven today. Let's say today, you could go to heaven with all of your friends, all of your family. You'll never be sick again. There's no death. Everything you've ever enjoyed, the most beautiful place on the earth. But Christ wasn't there. Would you be happy? And I thought, man, so much of my life, I'd have to say yes. I wasn't really in love with Jesus. I was in love with the stuff that he offered. I was in love with forgiveness. I was in love with escaping his wrath. I was in love with this thought of being with all of my friends and family in heaven, but was I truly in love with Jesus himself? Earlier this year, I had the honor of burying my wife's grandmother, Grandma Clara. Grandma Clara was 94 years old, and for the last 10 years, I've wanted her to die. Not in a bad way, but that came out wrong. She's wanted to die. You know what I mean? She's just one of those saints where she's like, oh, Lord, just take me. Her body's whittling away, and she just couldn't wait to be with her. My wife grew up with Grandma, and she talked about how every morning, she would hear crying in the room next door. Every morning, she'd hear her grandmother sobbing as she would talk to God and tell him how much she loved him. She was just madly in love with Jesus. She would tell my wife, you know, see this little corner of the bed? That's where I pray every morning. And all day long, when I pass that corner of the bed, I say to Jesus, I can't wait till tomorrow morning. I can't wait to be alone with you again. I can't wait to have that special time. And that was Grandma. Every time I called their house, you know, hey, Grandma, what are you doing? She goes, oh, there's always something about God. She goes, I'm just cutting the flowers and thanking Jesus for making them so beautiful. I'm like, oh, that's great, Grandma. I call her again. Okay, Grandma, what are you doing? She goes, oh, God is so good. I'm like, okay, what did he do this time? She goes, I was baking a cake and I left out two ingredients, but he still made it taste good. You know, I mean, everything was Jesus. But you know, the most amazing thing she did, in my eyes, was one day we're at this play. We're sitting at a play. It's me and my wife and all of her family, and we're sitting at this play. And I'm sitting next to Grandma. And the play's totally fine. It's totally clean. Everything's good. But then at halftime, I look over at Grandma, and I go, hey, Grandma, what do you think of the play so far? And she goes, oh, honey, I don't want to be here. I'm like, neither do I. But what's your reason? And she goes, I just don't know if this is where I want to be when Christ returns. She goes, I'd rather be serving someone. I'd rather be at home praying to him, telling him how much I love him. I'd rather him find me praying for you and the church and everything else. I don't want him to come in while I'm watching a play. And I thought, no way. You take that book literally? I mean, who do you know? Seriously, who have you ever met who literally thinks all day long Jesus could return and I want to be found doing something that he wants me doing? I'd never seen it in my life. I've heard it preached. I've preached it. But this woman literally all day long is thinking, Jesus, I just want you to come. I want you to come, and I want you to find me doing something that you love. And that had such an impact on me because I didn't watch the second half of the play. I just kept thinking, maybe she knows something. But the whole time I'm thinking, I am not going to waste this time. I'm going to pray and pray and pray. And so for all these years, I've thought, you know, grandma's always going, maybe Jesus wants me here when he returns, because I don't know why else he'd have me here. And she's sharing with people. She was right up here in the Bay Area in an elderly home, and she would share with everyone there. And she goes, maybe God has more for me here, but I just want to be with him. I just want to be with him. I just want to be with him. See, when it came time to do her funeral, I was so sad. I mean, here's something I wanted for so long for her, because she wanted to see Jesus so bad. But the reason why I was sad was she was that example to me of someone who is in love with Jesus. I've got a lot of examples in my life of great pastors, men of God who stay pure, men of God who are willing to preach the word of God. I've got examples of that. I know some of you guys serve like crazy. You work hard for the Lord. And I know a lot of people who've done some great things for God. But how many people in your life are truly lovers of Jesus? The person of Jesus Christ? See, to me, that's what she was. And so often I get busy with all this other stuff and I forget the most important thing. Some of you are pastors. My question is, are you in love with Jesus right now? Honestly, in love. You know what it's like to be in love. Are you in love with him right now?
Okay, well, I hope you guys really enjoyed today's podcast, and I hope you were able to learn something new from Francis Chan. But yeah, that's it. If you want to hear more from Francis Chan, then you can go to Instagram or his YouTube and just watch his videos and just learn more about him. But again, make sure to head over to my Instagram page at the.gospel.and.love and follow me so you can stay updated on everything that's going on, see new posts, new videos, and just see short clips of different podcast episodes. But yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing, amazing week, and I hope you guys learned something new today. Until next time, guys. Bye.